It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkel. In 1980, an Italian engineer and pianist Paolo Fazioli made what most of his friends considered a foolish decision. He opened a piano factory, not one making cheap pianos. Mr. Fazioli planned to make the world's best pianos, and many say he's done just that now. To build his factory, he moved from Rome to Sassile, near Venice, and the Val di Fiemme, known for its spruce trees yielding especially resonant wood. Antonio Stradivari made his violins from this wood 3 centuries ago. Using his engineering skills, Mr. Fazioli set about designing a grand piano that would produce a sound superior to any other. Customers now wait 4 to 8 months for their custom-made piano and pay as much as $200,000. That's significantly more than a Steinway at around $63,000. Fazioli considers his firm a boutique instrument maker. The company exports almost all its pianos. Biggest customers, Europe, followed by America, Canada, China, Japan, and other Asian countries. Leading Russian musicians recently staged a classical concert in the ancient ruins of the Theater of Palmyra in Syria. Famed conductor Valery Gergiev led the St. Petersburg Mariinsky Theater Orchestra through pieces by Johann Sebastian Bach and Sergei Prokofiev in front of a crowd of Russian soldiers, government ministers, and journalists. Syrian troops, backed by Russian airstrikes and special forces on the ground, recaptured the UNESCO World Heritage Site from Islamic State group fighters in March. Against the backdrop of the Roman amphitheater where jihadists staged mass executions less than a year ago, Russian President Putin spoke for a Russian broadcast saying, "Thank you for today's amazing humanitarian act, the concert in a Palmyra liberated from terrorists. I see it as a sign of gratitude, of remembrance, of hope," he said. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond slammed the concert as a tasteless attempt to distract attention from the continued suffering of millions of Syrians. Be careful about subscribing to Apple Music. Under their terms of agreement, it might be perfectly legal for them to delete music files from your hard drive, and you may never hear them again. Or it might be just a bug. They're not sure yet. Composer James Pinkstone in a recent blog detailed how 122 gigabytes of his own music files had been deleted from his hard drive by his Apple Music subscription. If Apple saw a file it didn't recognize, which came up often since he's a freelance composer, it would download it to Apple's database, delete it from his hard drive, and then serve it back to him, but not in its original WAVE form, but in an inferior MP3 format. He recovered his original music files only by using a backup he made weeks earlier. Apple insists this shouldn't happen and is looking into the problem. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour. Playing your top 100 picks in classical music, I'm Randy Kinkel for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.